When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Shout Quick Takes, a Buffalo Bills football podcast. Opponents, dates, and times finalized for Buffalo Bills 2021 schedule. The 2021 NFL schedule came out on Wednesday night, and the Buffalo Bills are slated to play four times in primetime this season. Two of those games will be against the best from a season ago when they traveled to play the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers and face off in an AFC Championship game rematch against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. If you're wondering why there are 18 weeks on the schedule this season, the NFL added a 17th game beginning this year. The Bills faced the Washington football team, who finished first in the NFC East in 2020 in Week 3. After going 27 years between Thanksgiving Day games, the Bills will play again on the national holiday in 2021. They're set to play at the New Orleans Saints in the late game, making it two appearances on Turkey Day in the last three seasons. Want to know the entire Bills schedule, when they'll play division rivals and conference rivals? Head over to Syracuse.com, NewYorkUpstate.com right now to read it. Bills offensive lineman Spencer Brown's journey from Iowa to California to Buffalo culminated in chance meeting with new teammates at airport. Spencer Brown was minding his own business in between flights in Chicago, with just a final leg to go before landing in Buffalo to begin rookie minicamp earlier this week. The 6'8", 315-pound offensive tackle was eating some breakfast when he couldn't help but notice a big, tatted-up dude walking through the crowd. That dude was Brown's new teammate Jack Anderson, who was sweating after running from his previous gate so as not to miss the next flight. After a few moments, the two new Buffalo Bills linemen spotted another teammate, Tommy Doyle, sitting not too far away, so the three spent some time getting to know each other before eventually boarding the plane to Buffalo. And that's where the fun began. "We got on the smallest plane I've ever been on," Brown said. "I was next to an old nice lady. It was a small plane, so I was taking up 80% of the aisle. Jack had the same thing going on, and Tommy had the exit row right away, but it was like musical chairs there for a bit. Jack got moved all the way to the first seat on the plane. He may as well have been driving the plane. He was so close. It was quite the deal." Brown talked about his time spent with former 49ers offensive lineman Joe Staley in California after missing out on a season with Northern Iowa last season because of COVID. Head over to Syracuse.com and NewYorkUpstate.com right now to read the entire story and learn more about Spencer Brown. Bills first-round draft pick Gregory Rousseau doesn't think he needs a redshirt season. Gregory Rousseau arrived in Buffalo to begin rookie minicamp with the rest of his rookie teammates this week and spoke to the media on Thursday about early expectations for his season. One of the big things that's been talked about around the Gregory Rousseau pick is just his readiness as a raw player after just 1 year of production at Miami and having to sit out last season after opting out because of COVID-19. What is the plan going to be for Gregory Rousseau as he gets into camp with a pretty loaded depth chart at the defensive end position? Veterans Mario Addison and Jerry Hughes are back in the mix. AJ Epinesa is going to be in his second year after the Bills selected him in the second round last year. Effie Obada was brought over from Carolina, obviously has that familiarity with Eric Washington. And then Boogie Basham was taken in the second round, and many experts believe him to be more NFL ready than Rousseau. So I actually specifically asked Gregory Rousseau about the idea that he might need some time to take it slow and get used to the NFL game before he's able to really make an impact. And here's what he said. "I'm going to do everything in my power to make an impact. At the end of the day, it's in the coach's hands. If coach thinks I need a year, I need a year. But my goal is not to redshirt. My goal is to come there, contribute, and ball out the best I can, honestly." Rousseau is definitely in a situation where the pressure isn't as high as it might be in other landing spots because of the veteran nature of the room, because of the talent on the defensive side of the ball for the Bills. he won't have to do a lot early on, but if he does get comfortable and he does find a role in on this team, I think that he could be a difference maker for the Bills in 2021, and certainly with the ceiling that he has beyond. All right, guys, that'll do it for this week's Shout Quick Takes. Keep it locked on to Syracuse.com, NewYorkUpstate.com all weekend long. We will have our game-by-game predictions, Ryan Talbot and I, hitting this site tomorrow, Saturday, May 15th. You can read it all weekend long as we give our first look to the season schedule after the games came out this last week. Have a great weekend, everyone.